Today's Gospel teaches us a word that may be new to many of us. It's not a new word, it's a very old word, spoken over 2,000 years ago. It's a powerful word, a healing word. It's a dramatic word. It's not an English word, but an expression from the ancient Aramaic language, the language that Jesus himself spoke. It's a unique word because it is found only once in the Bible, in this gospel. Only here. The word is Ephata. Ephata. Can you say it? Of course you can. This is the word Jesus spoke when he healed the deaf man. It means be opened. Such a perfect word for this extraordinary occasion. For this man who was truly closed up, Ephata. No word could it get into him because he was deaf. He could not hear. And no word could come out of him distinctly because he could not speak without an impediment. He was locked up, closed up, imprisoned in a wall of silence. And Jesus said, Ephata, be opened. Jesus said to him this word as he healed him. Imagine the joy, not only of this man, but of his friends who brought him to Jesus. As this man began to hear and speak things that we take so much for granted. He couldn't hear before. Things that we take for granted, hearing the laughter of children, the song of birds, the rustle of wind through the trees, the voices of people we love. What a joy it must have been for this man to be able to finally hear and speak plainly, to say thank you and please and I love you, or just pass the salt. Things we take for granted. Ephata. This man was opened with one word spoken by the Son of God. Now, for years, even centuries, this same word was spoken at every baptism when we touched the ears and the mouth of an infant or someone being baptized. It's still an option in that rite because it's God's will that we all be opened, that we hear, that we know the voice of God, that we speak the truth, that we express our thanks, that we utter words of love. Some of us seem to be more opened up than others. Some of us, unfortunately, grow up in families where we never talk about faith. It's never mentioned in the family. Others have been luckily raised in families where it's very normal to talk about one's faith, about God, about the Lord, as common as talking about the weather or the Chargers. But yes, others may come close to paralysis when it comes to talking about God. Some of us are never comfortable discussing matters of religion or sharing that depth of faith that's within us. I wonder sometimes how faith becomes such a privatized thing in some people's lives. Why are some of us so reluctant to talk about what we claim is so important to us? God, matters of the soul, our salvation, Jesus Christ, a church that nourishes us spiritually, or the moral principles by which we live. Do we ever speak to others about those things? It's a treasure that is ours. Even husbands and wives find it often hard to share their faith life with each other. I suppose partly it's because of that often repeated saying, never talk about religion or politics. Fat chance this year. Or perhaps it's because we know too many people who can talk about nothing else. Religion and politics. But I suspect that much of it has to do with what is an erroneous and myopic view of religion. Some people think of it as totally private, a personal matter, never to be talked about, never to be opened up in public discourse. It's a great irony, isn't it? Because the very word religion means to bind, to connect us with God, of course. But what kind of God are we connected to as Christians? A triune God, a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a God that in its essence is a loving community of persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we are made in the image of that God. Yes, we are. We are designed to be connected not only to God, but to one another in a solidarity of faith and hope and love. We're not made to be isolated, detached units, huddling in tiny cocoons of seclusion. That's not us. Ephata, be opened. Our Lord wants us to be open to who we truly are, to who we are truly meant to be. Because a faith that is kept to oneself is a faith that becomes weak. Faith that is shared becomes a living faith, a deeper faith. Faith that is opened up through conversation and prayer and service to others is the only kind of faith that is worthy of its name. Ephata, be opened.